Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I am live in the studio today. Not feeling well, but I'm here because of my love for you guys and because of my love for the Word of God and the promises of God that He has placed upon our lives. Yes, I have been sick this weekend, and this has really got a hold to me here. Just got out of bed about an hour ago. Trying to get myself together so I could see what I could do today to encourage you and to bring you into that place where God wants you to be. I love all of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, I'm not going to be doing much talking, and this show is going to be shortened to 1 hour today because of my condition. I refuse to be just slinging, you know, all of that and blowing and all of that on the air today. And seemingly every time, you know, I try to take a breath or something, I have to swallow this, that, and another. But I love you guys today. I love you much, but there's some important stuff I want to download to you. There's some important to you today. I want to give you some vital information that's going to bless your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we go deeper into the show today, during this hour, there's some stuff I want to give you that's going to bless your life, praise the Lamb of God, and just going to cause you to become more revelatory, praise the Lamb of God, in your efforts of watching what God is doing so you will know how to position yourself, praise the Lamb of God. It's repositioning time and season that we're in order for the manifestations of God to come full, praise the Lamb of God, in our lives. It's manifestation time. So I want you, people of God, to know, hallelujah, today that Jesus loves you, that I love you today, praise the Lamb of God, and that's the reason why I'm on the air. There's some things that needs to be shared, praise the Lamb of God, prophetically. And then there's some things that I need to share with you concerning the manifestation of your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God is moving, people of God. He is moving and he is doing. And I do want you to receive, hallelujah, what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I want to see let me see who's here with me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, Bertha, you're on today. Bertha, if you would be so kind to pray for us today, I would really appreciate that from the depths of my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't mind pushing one on your dial when our intercessors, I see, is here with us today. Praise, if you can, Bertha, praise the Lord. I would love that you would do that for us. Hallelujah. Let me see. It's right. There she is. Good morning. Good afternoon, Bertha.
Good afternoon, Papa. How are you?
You can hear in my voice how I am, Bertha.
Hallelujah. That's your voice. But the spirit is still in the fight.
Yes, the spirit is still fighting. Praise the Lamb of God. But we are here, and we thank God for you today. Thank you for chiming in and being a part of the show today. Boy, I tell you, you know, people just don't know me. I used to boast in not missing not one Sunday out of church for like 28 years straight. Praise the Lamb of God. I had missed a Sunday out of church, and I just missed a Sunday out of church. Praise God. And that's only due to the fact of fever and this, that, and another that I've been suffering with this bug, praise the Lamb. But I promise you this, the Lord is moving mightily in my body, and I am getting better even as I'm speaking to you guys today, praise the Lamb of God. But I would that you pray for us today, lead us to the throne of grace, Bertha, and allow the Lord to lead you in that to pray for today in Jesus' name. Let's pray with Bertha today.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come asking you to forgive me of all of my sins, knowing and unknowing. Oh God, as you allow me to enter into your throne of mercy and just bow down before you in your presence, as we lift up your people, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for a brand new day. We thank you for brand new mercies, oh God, because your mercies are new every morning. Father God, we come lifting our eyes into the hills from which cometh all our help, knowing our help come from you. Father God, we pray and we lift up the sick today, oh God, those that are sick with infirmities and disease and pains in their bodies. God, you are the healer, and we ask you now to stretch forth the healing virtue. Oh God, let your healing virtue flow from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Father God, I ask you now to touch Apostle Shakespeare. Oh God, touch his voice, oh God. Oh God, that cold spirit that is attack his body. God, we command it now in the name of Jesus to loose him now and let him go. Father God, there's a word that you have and has done it for your people, and we refuse to let the enemy steal that word from us. So now we come against it and we curse it to the bitter root. Loose God's man and let him go. You have no authority. You are illegal alien in this land. We release the flames of fire in him to burn up everything that's not of you. We bind it now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the East Coast, oh God. We ask you to shift the atmosphere of the storms, oh God. Down in Mississippi, oh God. Shift the atmosphere. Send the violent storms back to the dry places. Oh God, we lift your people up before you now. Go into the jailhouses, oh God. Send jailhouse salvation. Oh God, send your leaders, oh God, into the jailhouses to sow a word to their minds, oh God, that they'll repent and turn to you. Father God, you said in your word that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Oh God, give the leaders a mind to repent. Go forth and call in the souls from the north, east, south, and the west. Oh God, position us right now for the transformation of change and order that you have set in the atmosphere. God, you said you was establishing your kingdom, and those that would not shift with the change of order, that they would be left behind. Oh God, condition your people right now. Condition them for the change in the order. We bind every seducing spirit, oh God, every false doctrine, every false prophet, every false teacher. We command you now, stand down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give your men and women the hearts and minds to teach your word. Your word is holy. Your word is life. Your word is truth. Speak the word of God. God, you gave them a mandate. Oh God, you gave them a charge. Let them stand, oh God, in the order that you have commanded them. Oh God, we lift them up before you now. God, your leaders are falling. But oh God, we ask them to repent now. Repent now and turn back to you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We lift up every intercessor that stands in the gap, oh God. Let them not be weary and well-doing. Oh God, because if they fail not, oh God, they will be the reward. Release flames of fire, oh God. Release flames of fire, oh God. That if they speak and pray, oh God, yokes will be destroyed. Chains will fall off. God, give them a mindset. Oh God, to stand strong, to go into the enemy's camp. Let souls out of darkness. Let your glory fill us, oh God. Your glory, God. You said we were glory carriers. Fill us with your glory, oh God. That we'll finish every assignment. And we'll finish strong. That we'll stay the course. Keep our eyes on Jesus and our mind on Jesus. That we'll walk in the image of Jesus. That we'll love like Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up, oh God. We magnify and adore you. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer and we send it in your blood, God. And we give you the glory. We give you all the glory, oh God. We give you the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, be glorified, Lord. Be glorified, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you the glory, God. Holy and right position. You're calling for righteous people, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, God. Awaken your people, oh God. Awaken your people, oh God. Yonder in your sea, share my new sea. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, let it be a fast. Shake us, oh God. Shake us, oh God. Yeah, under your sake, under your seat. Oh, under your seat. Glory to your name, God. Oh, glory, God. Glory, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Say the Lord right now. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. I am the Lord. Yea, under the sea. Yea, under the sea. I make you under the sea. Oh, people, oh God. We hear shot in your feet. Yeah, I cry, oh Lord. Yeah, I cry, oh Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your will, Lord. Let them say yes to your will, Lord. Oh, Daddy, I speak. Yeah, Daddy, I draw us now unto you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much, Bertha. Thank you so much.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Petitioning the throne of grace for us today. People of God, this is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. If you're listening to us via the internet, like to be a part of our live studio, please dial in, call in. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. We are here. Area code 646-564-9818. We are here, praise the Lamb of God. I know people are texting me and everything. I know my voice sounds and all of that, but sometimes you just have to do what God said do, praise the Lamb of God, when it's on your heart to do, praise God. And I just wanted to drop some things in your spirit today that is going to be a blessing to you, praise the Lamb of God, hopefully for the rest of your lives. And I wanted that to come to you by me, praise the Lamb of God, and I want you to hear it first from me so that you could really see what God is doing in this season and how important it is for you to be in the place where God desires you to be, praise the Lamb. I know this is a strike, a conversation, praise the Lamb of God. Some of you might even light up the lines when I tell you what I want to talk to you about, praise the Lamb of God, on CNN, even now while I'm speaking to you, praise the Lamb of God, they're talking about the resignation of the Pope, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
I tell you, this is a alarm clock going off in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And a lot of believers are not paying attention to what we've been studying about in the book of Revelation on Monday nights, what we've been talking about and sharing that is so vital to us, and that is what the Antichrist is doing in this season, and they're doing it subtly under the religion until you won't even notice that it's being done. And you will take good for bad and bad for good. And this resignation leads way. And I shared this while I was teaching, that the Bible says that in the book of Revelation that the Antichrist would reign 1,000 years. And you know the number is the number of a man. 666, praise the Lamb of God. And we studied that, and we broke those sixes down into Roman numerals, and it comes out to be the official title of the Pope, the Vicar of Christ. If you break Vicar of Christ down in the Roman numeral, it equals 666. It's not by chance that this is the 16th, praise the Lamb of God, whatever his name is, to resign, because six is the number of man, six is the number of visitation, and six also is the number of the devil. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then, of course, if you add six and one together, you have seven. Praise the Lamb of God, which is the number of completion. Now, this is what I had been sharing, praise the Lamb of God, that the 1,000-year reign was going to an end in the year 2013, no later than the 2015. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I had been sharing. If I could be off a couple of years due to the fact of when the origin really was in their eyes. So I stretched it to 2020. But somewhere between 2013-2020, we was going to see the change of the guards, which we're about to witness, praise the Lamb of God. And then you're going to see, hallelujah, after this, you're going to see another title being organized, another position name given to the Pope. And we got to watch this, praise the Lamb of God, very seriously, because this is the shift, praise the Lamb of God. And after this, the man of sin will appear. After this, the man of sin will appear, who will flatter the world with his lips. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the book of Revelation. He will flatter, and the whole world will go after him. He will say, peace, peace, and that when there really is no peace, you better read the book of Revelation again. It's right there. I just saw this morning. That's why I jumped on the show. Do I would not be on the show right now. You'll be listening to a pre-recording. But I wanted to give you this. I wanted my voice recorded, praise the Lamb of God, to let you all know that prophecy is unfolding in your right in front of your very eyes, people of God. Do not be asleep on this. Do not be asleep on this, people of God. Hallelujah. As the Antichrist, praise the Lamb of God, 1,000-year reign is up. The man of sin shall appear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the man of sin appear, praise the Lamb of God, between him and the image of the beast that he's going to establish, that he's going to cause the whole world to worship. Hallelujah. And bow down to, miracles and signs is going to be wrought. Praise the Lamb of God, that's going to convince people, hallelujah, that they are the power. But those of us who have not been deceived, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we're going to have to stand, hallelujah, knowing the power of our God, knowing the truth, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that we cannot receive the seal, hallelujah, of the Antichrist. We cannot receive the seal, praise the Lamb of God, of the 666. We cannot receive it, but we won't be able to buy, sell, nor trade. I've been crying out, praise the Lamb of God. We won't be able to buy, sell, nor trade. And this is one of the reasons why God is going to establish many of us as millionaires and billionaires in this season, so that we can establish our own trade center, so that we can establish our own companies and our own places of business that's not under the power and the delusion of the Antichrist. We must create a kingdom system. I hope somebody hear my voice today. A kingdom system has to be created so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, be able to buy, sell, and trade one from another. And we're going to have to stand on the authority of the Constitution of America, the separation of church and state. We're going to have to hold to it, praise the Lamb of God, that we are the Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why that tax ID number is so important to your ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. So the government can't tax your ministry, and the government can't cross the line in your ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. But those of you who are begging the government for money and filling out all them forms, if you dance to their music, you got to pay to the piper. Praise the Lamb of God. If their funding is what's upholding your ministry, then expect, praise the Lamb of God, them to dictate to you what you're going to do and not going to do. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to be free in God. Free in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't want to hear this, but I got to tell you the truth today. Praise the Lamb of God. This is something that is of vital importance to us amid the catastrophic events Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. What's going on? Hallelujah. I believe the devil attacked my body to shut me down, so I wouldn't say nothing about this. But a stirring came in my spirit today. A stirring came in my spirit, people of God.
Lord.
We must, praise the Lamb of God, wake up. We must sound the alarm. We must cry out. We must study. We must understand what the enemy is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, so we can counteract it. The Bible said they're going to create it so that we won't be able to buy, sell, nor trade unless you have the mark of the beast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, that's to me, in my interpretation, that's the extremity of it. Praise the Lamb. But we need to be setting it in order now. Praise the Lamb of God. Kingdom marks. Hallelujah. Kingdom electronics. Y'all, I wish y'all were listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. We need land that's owned by the kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That they can't touch, that we can harvest our own crops and harvest our own, yes, animals and things of the, grow our own, hallelujah, food and things of that nature, so we can have buy, sell, and trade power amongst each other. The church was right, praise the Lamb of God, in its inception. In the book of Acts, when you see they formed the colony of believers, that they had all things common. They lived amongst each other. They traded amongst each other. Praise the Lamb of God. They empowered one another. Hallelujah. Somehow we got to get back to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Dude, we're going to walk straight into the trap. Divided, praise the Lamb of God. Divided, we're going to walk straight into the traps. It's an hour that denominational walls going to have to come down in this hour, in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denominational walls is going to have to come down. Praise the Lamb of God in the face of all of this. Now, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I'm going to play this song. Then we're going to come back. Praise the Lamb of God, because I've got to get a grip on myself here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People, God, just stay with me.
Strengthen him, God.
I want to share with you today. Praise God. There's a little bit more I want to share with you. I don't want to torture you with my voice, but there's a little more that I want to share with you. Praise the Lamb of God, concerning your promise. Hallelujah. Listen to this.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And so how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. By the grace in his eyes, if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel His love, His amazing love. Without it, these are just songs, these are just words, these are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just up here just making noise. But the love of God changes us, and we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, and you would know, because you wouldn't be the same. You would never be the same again. And if you want to encounter the love of God right now, you better just brace yourself, because He's about to just blow in this place. And we're going to encounter the love of God right now. So God, I speak to all the hearts, and I ask God that every heart be open right now. Every heart be open. Every spirit be open up to You, God.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Hallelujah. And I'm with you live in the studio here. Praise the Lamb of God for the next 20 minutes. And I thank and praise God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God shining in today. Hallelujah. We've been talking about this powerful, praise the Lamb of God, prophecy in the book of Revelation concerning the end time, concerning the Antichrist, people of God. Hallelujah. That was one of the things I wanted to share with you as the Pope is resigning. Praise the Lamb of God. Pope 16 is resigning. We need to recognize that this is a shift. Praise the Lamb of God. A Pope has not resigned since around 14 in the 1400s. Praise the Lamb of God. A Pope has not resigned from his position. This is a signal. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a sign to each of us to wake up and smell the coffee at the ship, at how the Pope's title is going to be changed. Praise the Lamb of God. How the Pope is going to come into a stronger play. Hallelujah. To organize, hallelujah, this one world religion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and how that is going to affect us, people of God, because we cannot be a part of a one-world religion. It's going to have the cloak, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the cloak of subtleness upon it. It's going to be so easy to be a part of, and everything is going to be so acceptable that even the very elect is going to be fooled by it. But we must understand. Stand, praise the Lamb of God, the truth of God's word. We must understand the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. And then down the line, as the tribulation period persists, then you're not going to be able to buy, sell, nor trade unless you receive the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And we know his number is the number of a man's name. 666, and we recognize, people of God, hallelujah, already we recognize, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that no man could live 1,000 years, but an institution can, a title can, and in the eyes of Catholicism, the Pope never dies. Praise the Lamb of God, the Pope never dies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's called secession. Once he get ready to close his eyes, another pope comes into office. Once this man comes out, another pope comes into office. Praise the Lamb of God, so that the office of the Pope is never vacant. Now you trace it back when his origin is, and you're going to find out, praise the Lamb of God, that between 2013 and 2020 is that 1,000-year mark. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is going to change people. It's going to change to a universal title and a universal position. Watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to know a man of God spoke to you in the way. Praise the Lamb of God, even though he was congested and wasn't feeling well. You're going to know that a man of God, praise the Lamb of God, came on the air and shared with the world. Praise the Lamb of God. That Satan is moving, hallelujah, as slippery as a snake in the field. Snake. And Satan is moving, praise the Lamb of God, and he's setting his people in place. Hallelujah. He's setting things, setting the stage to bring us under subjection. And God is about to bless many of us, praise the Lamb of God, beyond measure. Beyond measure.
Yes, Lord.
Whose eyes are open and recognize what needs to be done. Who is willing to come with our resources and say, God, what will you have me to do with this? Why have you blessed me so? What will you have me to do with this? Praise the Lamb of God. And watch God give you orders and directives concerning what he would have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God with that, hallelujah, that he has blessed you with. Oh, my God in heaven, people of God, this is of vital importance to us, that we wake up and that we smell the coffee, that we recognize, praise the Lamb of God, what God is doing this season. Hallelujah. Lives are going to be taken. Praise the Lamb of God. People are going to be killed. Children are going to be killed. Hallelujah. As the great tribulation comes into to place stronger and stronger, hallelujah, it's going to be a forced thing to follow after the beast. An image is going to be erected, praise the Lamb of God. An image is going to be erected for people to bow down and worship, praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the book of Revelation. You better wake up.
Yes,
you better wake up and see what's going on. An image is going to be erected. Hallelujah. You're going to perform signs and wonders, Satan will.
Great glory to God.
The whole world will go after him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the false prophet, hallelujah, appears. Praise the Lamb of God. This man of sin shall appear. Boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that many theologians have been noted as the son of Satan, incarnate, just as Jesus was the incarnate Christ. They declared that this man will be the son of Satan incarnate.
That's
y'all
right.
Better listen, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You that have an ear, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You that have an ear, hear, praise the Lamb of God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. You must get your act together, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And become in tune with what's going on both sides of the track.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb and make sure you don't receive the mark of the beast. Make sure you don't receive the mark of the beast, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because even in acquiring wealth, praise the Lamb of God, they'll shake your hand. They'll come to you and get you to sign contracts. You'll be sleeping in the bed with the enemy.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. And there's beds that knows business. You'll be doing business with the enemy. And not knowing it, you've been hooked up to praise the Lamb of God and watching your finances grow and increase and grow and saying, God blessing you, when it's really the enemy. Using what you have, praise the Lamb of God, your resources. to put over their scheme. Make sure you're aware, people of God. Hallelujah. That what you connect to is godly.
Hallelujah.
That what you connect to is godly. That what you invest in is godly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your business associates love Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And have a heart for people and for the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to change the players on the stage. Praise the Lord. But who's ready to take place? Praise the Lamb of God. I want to give you this. Praise the Lamb of God. This was given to me to give you too. Hallelujah. I want to share this with many of you that's going through some difficulties and things of this nature. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. God is manifesting the promise.
Yes, he is.
Praise, one of the promises he made to me, praise the Lamb of God, is as manifested already. Praise, one of the ones he made to me has manifested. I've been watching it. He promised
praise
me something. Praise the Lamb of God, and he has not faltered on his word. Hallelujah. But some of you
praise
are going
God.
Through so much, you can't even look around and see, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How God can do it for you. But I'm going to give you this passage of scripture, and I want you to look at it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Through the way the revelation the Lord gave me on it this morning. Praise the Lamb of God in Matthew, the 14th chapter. 14th chapter of Matthew, the 25th verse, it says, in a revised edition says, between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water. Between 3 and 6 a.m., the darkest hour of the night, Jesus came walking on the water, the fourth watch of the night. Jesus came walking on the water. It does not tell you the condition of the water, praise the Lamb of God, nor that it was don't tell you it was a storm. But in verse that I'm reading to you, but it was a storm there. Jesus came in the midst of the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must understand this, people of God. What God has promised you, your storm can't stop it.
Hallelujah.
I just told you something that should have some of you running around the table. What God has promised you,
your
storm cannot stop it. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan's storm cannot stop it. The hell that's being arranged around you cannot stop the word of God from manifesting in your life what God has promised you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one can stop it. Praise the Lamb. It shall come to pass because God has spoken it. And even as the rain falls from the sky to the earth and the snow falls from the sky to the ground, so shall my word go forth. And accomplish that, hallelujah, that I have spoken. And it shall not return to me void.
Yes, Lord.
It shall go forth and perform all my good word.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right where you are, I don't care what's happening around you. Jesus will come walking on your water.
Oh, yes, he will.
Right through the storm, in the storm, he will come.
Yes.
And these are the words that he will speak to you. Hallelujah. It is I. Be of good cheer. It is I.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Good cheer. Right in your storm, be of good cheer.
Yes,
right in the midst of the rain, be of good cheer.
Yes,
right
Lord.
In the midst of the winds blowing contrary, be of good cheer. I'm here in the midst of the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Know it, people of God. Know it, people of God. That God is manifesting in your life, that God is bringing the best you to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to receive it in this season. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, my. I had to rise from my bed. Hallelujah. To give you all this today. I didn't want you to miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. Those two things I didn't want you to miss. I want to encourage you on the promises, because God told us last week, I think it was like Thursday, he told us at this time, praise the Lamb of God, next week, many of you, praise the Lamb of God, the promise would be manifesting. Hallelujah. I'm watching God in my life, even with this cold. I'm watching God do what he said he was going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Ready for your best you. Get ready for your blessings. Praise the Lamb of God that's been held up. Get ready for your manifestation.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God. I love you today. I bless all of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is a mighty God. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan is planning his kingdom. Praise the Lamb of God to establish it in the earth. Hallelujah. We must plan. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Counteract that plan so that our children's children, hallelujah, to the coming of Jesus Christ, hallelujah,
Lord,
can have kingdom support. I love you all to praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Praise the Lamb. I want you to receive what God has for you.
Yes.
We have suffered too long. We have been through some of the darkest nights. We have seen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, some things that our forefathers wouldn't have believed. Praise the Lamb of God. All the way to a black man in the White House, but we still have not seen the best yet.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
We still have not seen the best yet. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Glory to God.
Oh, my God. We're going to see God's power moving in such a way that we're going to be the miracle worker. We're going to be the sign.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be the wonder of the hand in our lives. Our God is an awesome God, people.
Yes, he is.
An awesome God. And he loves
Hallelujah.
You. He loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands right where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Lift your hands right where you are. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. Gracious.
The Lamb of God. I want to pray with you right before we go
Glory
here.
To God.
Glory to the Lamb. I want to pray with you.
Glory
praise the Lamb.
Glory
Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I give you praise and honor and glory. For your mighty workings, for your word, for your work. We reverence and honor you, Father, in all our ways. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this hour we share. We
yes,
bless
God.
You for your people.
We
I have risen
from
bed, O God, and have given them what was on my heart.
Oh, God, we thank you for your
thank
words.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your
word. He was healing. Hallelujah. It was good for me that you afflicted me. I thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
I
thank
give
you, Lord.
An honor and glory for your way, for your process,
thank you.
For the way you do things. And I pray now,
Hallelujah.
Father,
Hallelujah.
For these that hear in my voice.
Yes, Jesus.
I pray, God, hallelujah, that you would cover them, would strengthen them,
God.
You would open their eyes, Father.
Yes, God.
Allow
yes,
them
God.
To see the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and all the plots and ploys and the
yes,
this wicked. that has been established and that's being more established in our society. But,
yes,
Father, you called us out from amongst them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
out of this cosmos, out of this system.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, help us.
Now, Lord.
Build
now,
that
Lord.
Would have us to build. Help
yes,
us, Father, to create
us,
the wealth that the kingdom
yes,
needs to sustain,
yes,
to survive. We know you
yes,
can bring
Jesus.
Ravens. We know you can bring quails. We know,
oh,
hallelujah,
yes,
that you can be a pillar of cloud by day.
Yes,
hallelujah,
God,
a fire by night. We know, God, that you
thank
can open
you,
any Red Sea. Hallelujah. We
thank
know,
you,
Father, that you're God by yourself. So
yes,
we
Lord.
Look to you today. We
yes,
look to
God.
You, your majesty.
We look to you, Lord. We look
to
you,
you
Lord.
Today, Father, for all
yes,
of our sources, all
yes,
of our resources,
God.
Because you are
yes,
the El Shaddai.
Yes.
You are the Almighty
Lord.
God. There is no other
yes,
Jesus.
God.
There is
yes,
no
Lord.
God besides you. Hallelujah. So now, Father, we speak against the kingdom of darkness.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Against the throne of Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
We speak against it, oh God, the system
in the name
of the
Jesus.
Antichrist. We speak against it, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
And all of his ways, Father.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
And what God. Hallelujah. You are God today. You are God today, Father.
Yes, God.
Bless us,
you
Father.
You alone, oh God. You
that
alone,
we might
God.
Be a blessing, oh God.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Us, oh God.
Yes,
what
Lord.
We do, hallelujah, your name
hallelujah.
Will be glorified through it. In
yes,
the name
God.
Of Yeshua.
In the name
ask.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank
in the name
you
of Jesus.
For the station. Thank you for the promise.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And now, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Walking, hallelujah,
yes,
on the waters of our troubles.
Yes, Lord.
That's your
yes,
name.
Hallelujah.
As you bring
thank
the promise,
you.
Of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
And amen.
In
people,
the name of Jesus.
I bless you today. I thank God
hallelujah.
For you for being
thank
here.
You,
this short hour. Hallelujah. You can hear it in my voice. I know you know I'm not feeling well, but I love
it's
you today.
Lord,
I bless
Jesus,
you today.
Lord,
I'm excited about your future.
Oh,
praise
God.
The Lamb
yes,
of God. If it's the Lord's will, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Be blessed.
God, praise God.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm now.